joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball squad, though, Joe Steinkamp, powered by Hy-Vee, following an 84-43 opening round win against Albia here in their first district game. Coach, I mean, there's a lot I think we could talk about tonight, but just overall, your first kind of initial thoughts on the way that the guys played tonight and getting this first postseason victory.
Yeah, it was great to get a win. I thought our guys, you know, came out a little bit slow to start the game, and I thought Albia did a good job of just kind of controlling tempo and making some late clock plays to kind of keep it close. But once we picked up the pace a little bit and our defense, you know, kind of got back to some of the basics and our defense led to offense, we really were able to go on a pretty explosive run there. So it was great for us to get a taste of the postseason. It was great for all our guys to feel this environment. I thought we responded to a little bit of adversity with not playing, you know, maybe some of our best basketball in that first half, but then they more than made up for it in that third quarter and just really blew the game open.
And looking at the way that this game kind of played out, I mean, early on, it was Gilbert was kind of the guy you leaned on, and, you know, he didn't necessarily have to do everything down the stretch as well, kind of in, but, I mean, what can you really say more about that guy? I mean, tonight I had him for one missed shot and 20 plus points tonight. I mean, that's a really phenomenal effort for a senior in his first postseason matchup here of senior year.
Yeah, and he was coming off sickness, so he didn't get to practice much this week. So that was a little concerning. But he responded, and he's just having such a great senior year, having a great career. Just happy for him. His maturity this year, the way he you know, stays patient on the floor. He doesn't get rattled. You know, he's so good to his teammates, and he creates so much attention with his ability to score and pass. And yeah, you just can't say enough about him. And he does that all while also guarding their leading scorer and really keeping him in check, we thought, most of the night.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about that. He only came, their leading scorer only came away with 9 points, and seven of those were in the second half there, basically when he was out of the game.
Yep.
Another guy that kind of did something similar to that, Ben Van Weingarten tonight, he had a phenomenal effort, 11 points while guarding their number two scorer, limited him to just 7 points total on the night, and I think even one of those came after he went on the bench. Really strong effort for him here in the first postseason matchup as well.
Yeah, I thought Ben's little push there at the end of the second quarter was really key. You know, it was might have been a one-point game there for a bit, and I think he hit back-to-back threes, and you know, he's kind of our defensive engine. It kind of all starts with his ball pressure and his intensity and attention to detail. So yeah, he really bailed us out in that second quarter. He's just really having outstanding season, and it's not just the defense. I think people love to talk about the defense, and rightfully so. I love to talk about it. But his evolution as a three-point shooter and as a passer has been really big for us. He's you know, really good at finding the open man, and just has a knack for making big threes. So both those things are going to come down. Are going to be key down the stretch here.
Absolutely. And I mean, we talk about the individual efforts, but we got to talk about the bench unit a little bit too. I mean, tonight, 20-point fourth quarter for the guys who, you know, they put in a lot of work all season long. They help with scout team. They help with whatever you guys need. And they may not always get into a lot of the games, especially in the Little Hawkeye Conference slate. But they came through tonight, and they proved why they're members of the varsity squad here with a really, really good showing in the second half of this contest against Albia.
Yeah, I was really happy for them. They kept the pace going, which is key. You know, they just played with great energy. You need more than the guys that play, you know, to make a great team. And a great team has a whole team full of great teammates, and I can't say enough about those guys' toughness and their preparation and how much they help us at practice. You're right about the scout team. I was really impressed. We went to a little bit more in-depth scout with it being the postseason and had some guys run their stuff and how quickly they picked up Albia's stuff and how, you know, the relentless they were on Gilbert and some of the defensive stuff that we did. And it just gave us a good look at what it was going to look like tonight. So they had a great night when they got in, and they also were able to allow the starters and the guys that played major minutes in the first half to have a great night because they prepped them well.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're talking to Joe Steinkamp, head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team, following an 84-43 win against Albia, powered by Hy-Vee. I mean, we talk about the offensive effort, but I think the defensive effort, too, was I mean, equally as impressive tonight. Albia, a team that comes in, they average a lot of points. They're in the South Central Conference, and, you know, we talk about Isaac Helm, Cole Wilson. When you're able to hold the team's leading scorers to 16 combined points, and I think they both were right around averaging 16 a game individually, I mean, that says a lot about the defensive effort and a really strong showing here to begin postseason play, knowing that you're going to have some really tough matchups on that end of the floor here coming up with, you know, some of the upcoming opponents that you could see.
Yeah, that's our thing. That's what we hang our hat on. We think playing great championship-level defense will keep us in any game and give us a chance to win. You know, we did a good job on their two main guys, and that has to continue. We got some great players that we'll see no matter who we play next week. And we're going to have to keep getting better on that end and keep buying into that toughness that these guys are really playing with.
Absolutely. And now we talked about it just a little bit off the air here. It's kind of a unique situation. There's some weather throughout the state here, Grandview Christian, Centerville. You know, it results in them not playing until Thursday night. So you kind of go into a day of practice not really knowing what you're preparing for, right? So how do you guys kind of go about approaching that, knowing that next Tuesday you're going to see a really talented squad regardless of which team wins? You just don't necessarily know which one to prep for.
Yeah, just kind of a unique situation. I'm sure they wanted to play tonight. We would like to know who we're playing tonight, but that's okay. We'll get back to the basics tomorrow at practice. We'll continue to work on getting better for ourselves and kind of try to look ahead the best we can to what we need to do in the next round. But ultimately, you know, we just have to you know, take this postseason stretch one day at a time. And really try to enjoy this moment. You know, this community has been so great to us, and the fans with bad weather outside didn't slow them down. They provided with great energy tonight, and we're excited that we're going to be able to play up in front of them one more time on Tuesday. So really anticipate another big crowd. I hope we had a good crowd tonight. I hope we can even have a better one on Tuesday, because we're going to have to we're going to need those guys, because the opponents we are going to play next week are both outstanding. So can't wait to get back in this gym and play for these fans, and it'll be our seniors' last home game of their career. I'm sure it'll mean a lot to them to you know, treat this fan base with that energy and that unselfishness that they've shown all year long.
Yeah, and we know the opponents on the other side of the bracket, those games have been decided, but obviously we don't necessarily know our opponent at the time we're talking. But one thing that I think really is key in this factor, and something you've talked about all season long, is, you know, you do want to prepare for your opponents, but at the same time, it's a great opportunity to really reflect on your guys' selves in practice and continue to develop what you guys want to do and hone in your craft, as well as maybe not just focusing on an opponent right away.
Yeah, it's definitely a balance right now this time of year, and you know, our practices kind of moving forward probably won't be as long either. Definitely not as, you know, physically demanding, just more locking into the details and trying to fine-tune some things. So, you're right. We've talked about it all along. We need to know about our opponents and be ready for stuff, but it's about us. It's about us playing our game on both ends of the floor and doing the things that we do best and not focusing so much on, you know, what the other guy's doing and just worry about us.
Absolutely, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Congrats on a big win here to open postseason play. Looking forward to seeing you against either Grandview Christian or Centerville. We'll know by the time this rears on Saturday, but looking forward to seeing whoever you get to play here on Eagle Lane on Tuesday and see how the Eagles fare against a really quality opponent.
Yeah, can't wait.
Absolutely. That's Joe Steinkamp, head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team, following an 84-43 win over Albia here on Thursday night.